Well,
like we said at the top, man, the combine has come and gone. But before we get into that, we got a couple things we got to discuss. We got to throw some news out there for you. So on the NFL front, free agency is on the horizon. And what's happening is a lot of guys are getting franchise tag right now. Now, let's talk about one dude that got signed to a 2-year agreement. And much to the chagrin of everybody else in the NFL, Mike Evans signed a 2-year, $52 million deal.
Mm-hmm.
That's huge for the Buccaneers. Don't know if it's huge for Baker Mayfield, but it's huge for the Buccaneers.
Oh, it's huge for him because it definitely made him look like a complete different quarterback than what we've seen in Cleveland.
That's kind of deep, Bill.
I don't know, man.
That's a big take.
The Chris Godwin and Mike Evans duo was a little bit more impactful in Cleveland when he had Odell and what's my man name?
Landry's
name.
Yeah, Landry.
Yeah, Jarvis Landry.
I mean,
so I don't know. It made him look different.
It made him look like a different guy, but he did take Cleveland to the playoffs.
I was kind of hoping for Mike Evans to leave the Bucs. I was talking to Cam. Hopefully he'll watch this. Mm-hmm. And I was saying, you know, I want to win a chip. Well, I kind of forgot that Tom Brady already gave him a chip.
Yeah,
he already got his chip. And he's had over 1,000-yard seasons for ever since his rookie year. So he's been playing outstanding football in Tampa. He's going to be, obviously, I believe, this is probably his last rodeo, the last 2 years of his career. So.
Yeah. I mean, he's a Buck for life. You got that. I mean, he's going to go down. Right. He's going to go down in history. I mean, he's a bona fide Hall of Famer just by the numbers alone. I mean, he's going to go down not only in NFL history, but Bucks history as well. So,
right.
Hey, get your money, big dog. Legarius Sneed, cornerback from the Chiefs, Super Bowl champion Chiefs, he got the franchise tag, and it's worth $19.8 million.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Big, some big names.
I'm surprised that they franchise tagged him. I mean,
I'm not. I'm not, because what's happening is he's going to command that money. He don't want a bowl or two with the Chiefs. And, yo, he got to get that money.
Right.
He's going to get big market money. So, hey, it is what it is. And also, I mean, you know, we transparent. This one ain't in the notes. Ravens put the franchise tag on Justin Madubuike, so he's set for the 2024 season. That franchise tag, if my memory served me correct, is between 22 and 25 million. So, hopefully he got until May to get a deal done. That's all I got to say about that. A big one. I ain't gonna say it's a big one, but we all saw this coming. Russell Wilson was informed by the Denver Broncos that they don't want him no more.
He didn't want to step his way right on out of
Denver. Boy,
he didn't want to step.
And it's sad because the Broncos is about to eat $82 million, so they got to pay out the remainder of that contract that he signed. But the thing is, now, it was rumors of him supposed to be going to the Steelers, but I saw a report where the Steelers are out on a lot of those quarterbacks that's making moves.
Yeah.
Big yikes.
Oh, yeah.
So that tells me they rolled him with Bigot.
God, somebody, boy.
Hey, man. I ain't mad at him.
I am. God, stop the bleeding, Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, nah, keep it going. Rip the Band-Aid off.
You old Baltimore Raven, yeah, boy,
I tell you, it is what it is. I don't like bumblebees.
They think the Falcons are dirty bird, boy. Them Ravens
just a dirty bird. Hey, look here. I respect the hustle and everything, but anytime y'all do something as moronic as that, it brings me so much joy. But anyway, so we get ready to talk about the combine. But one name of note is USC quarterback Caleb Williams. It's a lot of news on this brother. He attended the combine. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But he opted out of the checkup. I call it. They basically, the team doctors, all 32 team doctors, is giving physicals at this combine, so they all know what's going on. So he gonna get a physical 32 times. He opted out of that. Mm. Now here's the thing, and of course, touted All-American wide receiver Marvin Harrison Jr. Everybody knows his dad. He skipped the media interviews and everything. Here's the thing, though, is that might be a starting trend for this combine. I have mixed emotions about the combine personally, but that's just me. I mean, honestly, I don't think the combine is a measure of what the talent you get. You're just seeing them run fast and throw with no cornerbacks on the field or safeties on the field. So, hey, that might be a starting trend right there. But he did say he was going to wait until his pro day. So, hey.
Oh, then they get him to try to I heard something about him not announcing, because the Bears got the first overall pick.
Yeah.
And I think it was asked to him whether he would want to go to Chicago, and he opted out of answering that question as well.
Yeah.
So the kids or the young adults are learning about the media and learning what to say and what not to say and how to handle them a little bit better. I mean, it's just, and everything they need to know is out there already, you know, because obviously they're watching, you know, pro football players address the media as well. So they already know how these things go.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, I mean, yeah,
interesting.
I mean, it's something, but you gotta think about it, though. These guys coming up now, it's a new time. It's not like it was 20 years ago.
I mean, not even 5 years ago.
Not even a year ago. It's not
trying
even,
to tell you,
the world is evolving. Now, what I don't like is how they're taking his decisions. And I'm talking about Caleb Williams specifically. They're taking his decisions and intertwining that with his talent. I've seen some film. I did some studying on Caleb Williams, and to me, he's good. He's good, but he has some stuff that, in my opinion, that can be coached up. You know what I'm saying? But that's neither here nor there. Speaking of the combine, there's some notable names that came out the combine. Some names that, you know, I'm a watch for. Hopefully, y'all that is watching and listening will be watching for as well. The biggest name that caught my attention was Xavier Worthy. He's a wide receiver from Texas.
Yeah, man.
Buddy ran a 4.2.
Good God, boy. That's super duper fast right there, boy.
I mean, look, I didn't see in my lifetime, I didn't see Deion Sanders, I didn't see Chris Johnson, and now this brother. I know it's another one, but I think somebody broke Chris Johnson's record in between time, but, you know, I ain't got time to do all that type of research, you know. But a 4.21, that's deep.
That's crazy.
That's deep. The closest receiver was Brian Thomas Jr., and he ran a 4.3. That's crazy. Now, this particular draft, though, there's some really good, really great receivers in this draft. But to me, this draft is more of an offensive line draft. It's a deep class for offensive line. Specifically, the tackle position is very deep in these areas. The next name, Troy Faltano. And if I've mispronounced the name, forgive me. He's a guard / tackle from Washington. 6'4", 34.5-inch arms. Good gracious. These guys, I don't know what they feeding these guys. But, I mean, he's a strong case. You know, at his natural position, he got a strong case for it. And he's projected to go a mid-first round. He's supposed to go in the mid-first round. So, anybody, New York Giants, that's and possibly
no,
Dallas Cowboys.
I didn't heard Giants eyeing J.J. McCarthy from Michigan State.
Oh, my.
Yeah, they may not be talking with old Danny Jones or what they call him, Danny Dimes.
I saw, you know what? That makes sense because I see the same thing where, you know, I think I saw it yesterday that they are quote unquote through with Danny Jones. I'm like, ugh. He paid him all that money though. But
yeah, they can get J.J. McCarthy on the discount.
Yeah, I'm just saying, the rookie deal, you know, guaranteed. I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna... Yeah. The next name that I wasn't really peeping because I don't know about defensive linemen that come from Penn State or either edge rushers or anything that come from Penn State. I have my reasons. But Chop Robinson, here's the thing. In the last 2 years, he had 9.5 sacks.
Mm-hmm.
He ran a 4.48, almost a 4.5. That's pretty fast for defensive end.
Yeah.
And, you know, he weighed a little bit over 250 pounds. So he got the rapid burst. And he got the bend. And he sizes up a serious threat for any offensive tackle if he's given any runway. So that means if he get a good start at him, he can possibly maybe 60, not even that's too high, 55% of the time can win that battle.
Right.
Because of his combine performance, he has a solid shot at squeezing into the first round.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, that sounds like towards the end of the first round. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. But y'all keep a watch on him. Let me know in the comments what you think. The next one, defensive tackle, Braden Fisk from Florida State.
Mm-hmm.
He ran a 4.7, a 4.78, excuse me. So about a 4.8.
That's still kind of fast. But they're getting faster, boy. I'm trying to tell you.
For defensive tackle, like,
for defensive tackle, 4.7.
He had a 33.5-inch vertical leap and a 9.9 broad jump. He transferred from Western Michigan. But the thing that stood in the shuttle, he had a 4.37 in the shuttle drill, which is better than Aaron Donald's 4.39 that was recorded 10 years ago. He's 6'4", 292 pounds. Only thing that is questionable about him is his play strength. But, yeah, watch out for him, though. I can see a team taking him maybe second.
Right.
Maybe second round. Maybe they might even wait to the third round, to be honest. That's, I mean, really third on is when you get your gems.
That's a proven fact.
Yeah. Quinion Mitchell, cornerback out of Toledo. He's 6 foot, 195. He ran a 4.33. That's good for second at his position. And third amongst all runs at the combine. So everybody that ran, he came in third with the fastest time. I'm going to put it to you like this. To me, if you are a team that needs a corner,
Pittsburgh,
you might don't draft him in the first. Don't get him in the, he's at Pittsburgh. Don't get him in the first. Maybe mid second. Maybe mid second. This is one that puzzled me though. I can't pronounce his name, but Isaac G, a running back from Louisville.
Ooh.
He's 6 feet tall, 223 pounds. And he ran a 4.3. Good gracious sakes. Here's the thing. Anybody, this is the first time since 2003 that anybody over 220 for any position, any player, any position, ran that fast.
Wow.
That's tough. I feel like in the right system, he could be a bruiser. So I could see somebody like Tennessee. I can see somebody like Tennessee pulling the trigger on that one.
That'd be all right, being that they're about to get rid of, well, they might get rid of old Hendo.
Yeah, that's a Hendo. Hendo get no. But yeah, man, look, that's for a running back. Though, see, my only problem is, okay, he's 6 feet, 223. Come to the NFL. Y'all know how the NFL values running backs. Y'all know how they do it. So we'll see. We'll see.
It's just another skill position in their eyes.
That's it. That's it. Yep. Me and my coworker were talking about it today. Adonai Mitchell, another receiver. He was teammates with Mr. Xavier Worthy.
Yeah.
wide receiver from Texas, he ran a 4.3, 4.35.
I'm trying to think of that duo that had came and played with the Rams together. I forgot. They went to the same college, and I cannot remember. But when you said that.
You putting it out there.
Yeah, I can't even remember.
I might have to. I'm gonna look it up. I had to get back at you on that one.
But it was a rookie class.
Yeah,
receivers. I cannot remember the name. Darn.
Now here's the thing. He's 6'2", 205. Had 11.4 broad jump. So he got ups. Here's the kicker. This dude is being linked by many to go to the Chiefs at number 32. Mm. But I don't feel like he's going to make it that far. With those type of measurables, I don't think he's going to make it that far. I don't think he's going to make it that far down the draft. It'll shock me. I mean,
that'll be the last pick of the draft to the Chiefs. I mean, and that's a rookie's dream. I mean being drafted to a Super Bowl team and arguably the best quarterback in the league. Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
That'll be kind of crazy. All right,
yeah, he'll definitely get it good over there. So 4.3,
yeah, 4.3. Good Lord.
Well, Patrick Mahomes put that joker in the slot, boy. Good God,
and it'll be a day to remember.
You still got to be Iron Kelsey, right? Good God,
right?
Yeah.
The next one up is Peyton Wilson, linebacker out of North Carolina State,
North Carolina,
right in our backyard, right.
Boy, eating over there eating barbecue sandwiches. Carolina barbecue.
Yeah, he drinking cups of Texas Pete for breakfast.
He go to the store and he go up there. Can I get a pool barbecue sandwich with a Pepsi? He's so Carolina.
Well, he's so Carolina, man. This man, after he ate that barbecue sandwich, he went to Krispy Kreme.
Good God.
He got him a dozen. And then for lunch, that was breakfast. For lunch, he went to cookout.
I'm trying to tell you.
Shout out to North Carolina, man. If it ain't good for nothing else, it's good for food. I ain't gonna front.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell you.
6'4".
Can't lose my weight now.
But 6'4", 233 pounds. He turned heads by notching the best 40 in his group. He ran a 4.43 as a linebacker. That's tough. And then he
why are all these kids fast like that? They just at any position, yo.
Yeah.
Like the league is literally turning into a hybrid league. That is crazy. Like these guys are fast and elusive.
I mean, to me, and that's a good question. To me though, it's like, okay, you know the rules favor offense. Mm-hmm. Offenses are getting quicker. I mean, they was quick back in the day, but they're getting quicker. You know what I'm saying? So
because they're running the ball less.
They're running the ball less. Right. So you got to keep up.
That's crazy.
Get right or get left. That's what they tell me.
Good God.
But yeah, man. But the only thing about it, though, with Peyton Wilson, his draft stock might drop because he's undergone 10 surgeries. And that's according to the Fayetteville Observer. 10 surgeries and you have not been in the pros yet.
God,
we, too mad, but you can't teach speed though. You can't.
You know, it'd be a good team for him to go to.
What's that?
This team I'm about to mention love paying people bills, whether you got a lawsuit or a medical bill. Cleveland Browns.
Oh, I'm about to say Dallas, but you're right. That too.
Yes, sir.
Oh man! And finally, another name to look out for is Max Melton. He's a corner from Rutgers. He's the younger brother of Green Bay Packers wide receiver Bo Melton. He ran a 4.39 in the 40-yard dash. Had his broad jump was 11.4 and vertical leap was 40.5 inches. Ooh. They got him going day two. So that could be a sneaky pick. Just by reading the measurables. That could be a sneaky pick, and no, we're not doing this because it's slow content because the off season. So you know, sit down, get in the corner. But that could be a sneaky pick, though. I mean,
I feel like it's going to be quite a bit It's a lot of this draft is probably one of the classified as maybe a good one, that where it'll be a lot of good draft picks still around day two.
Yeah. Day two is where it's gonna be interesting, though.
Yeah, but day one's gonna be interesting. But day two and three, it's gonna be real interesting because it's gonna be a lot of still out there.
Yeah.
For teams to grab late in the round, yeah, it's gonna be good.
It's gonna be good. I'm just ready. I want to see how the drama is gonna unfold. Like for instance, the number one pick, the Bears got the number one pick, right?
Yeah.
Now, the team behind them, the Commanders, got the number two. So, do you think? Now, the number one pick was moved. I think it was last year or the year before with the Carolina Panthers, I believe. Do you think that Washington will pull something like that to move up to the first slot to grab Caleb Williams?
No, I don't really think it's necessary. Like the Bears, I don't know what they're going to do with Justin Fields. That's the question.
They better keep
him. But I think so. Honestly, just give him a better offense coordinator and maybe a few playmakers, even in the draft and in free agency. I think he'll play well. No, I don't think they'll do anything for the first pick or moving slots, being that they already pretty much have a good spot.
Yeah,
and I think they'll have a chance if they were interested in getting Caleb Williams, they can grab him.
Yeah.
At their number two pick. I mean, how? I don't know. I don't see the Bears getting Caleb Williams.
I don't either.
I don't know. They might. Like I said, the Justin Fields thing is in the air. Mm-hmm. You know, they're gonna be getting a lot of phone calls, maybe for some teams. Obviously, not Steelers, sadly. But you know, Justin Fields may be subject to be traded somewhere else. So we don't know. Yeah. But as of right now, I don't see the Bears, you know, trying to do anything just to move up one pick or for the, you know, to allow them to get that. I don't think it's necessary. I think if they really want Caleb Williams, they should be able to get him at number two. Honestly, I don't think he's going to be number one overall. I don't know.
I mean,
don't know, man.
According to the court of public opinion, because one, Caleb Williams does not have an agent. I think Lamar started something, but Caleb Williams as a quarterback does not have an agent, which a lot of people kind of, again, equate that to his on-field play, which I think is totally stupid, but that's just me. But when it comes down to it, those agents are the ones who negotiate the deals. They also put their client out there like he's the next best thing. With Caleb, I don't, like you said, I don't feel like he'll go to the Bears, because I feel like eventually the Bears are going to come to their senses, because Justin Fields did come alive this past year. Granted,
right.
It wasn't pretty, but he did something.
It was definitely some improvement.
Yeah.
And honestly, this thing has a little bit to do with Justin Fields and a lot to do with the Bears organization.
Yeah.
And they just got to, I mean, if they do keep him, which I really think they should, man, you know, they just need to build around them. Yeah. But it's no need for the Bears to trade with the Commanders if needed. The draft,
just to move, just to move one spot.
Just to move up one spot. Yeah. That's redundant. But honestly,
I ain't gonna say now, but maybe about 5-6 years ago.
I mean,
that would have been a totally Washington move to do that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it would. But also, it's other quarterbacks out there that may fit the picture for Washington. What about Drake May?
Yeah.
Nobody really talks about him. And then there's another quarterback out there. I can't think of his name right now. But, I mean, there's other options out there, even in free agency. I mean, if Washington's going to do something like that, why not just trade for Justin Fields? Even though that would be horrible for him. But nevertheless, I mean, you put him in the NFC least, then I don't know. But
I mean, the NFC East motto is everybody got a shot. I'm just saying.
Right.
But yeah. All right. So we talked about how deep the draft is, the upcoming draft is, in offensive linemen, particularly the tackle position. But it is my hypothesis that this is the year really to get you a nickel corner, Pittsburgh. It's amazing how many tackles are there, but and wide receivers, of course. Oh my gosh, wide receivers. This is really good for wide receivers. But right. That third position that nobody talked about, that honestly to me, outside of the safety and the middle linebacker, is probably the third most important person on the defense, is that slot corner.
Yeah, that's quite a bit of corners.
I mean, you got some choices. Like, that's why I'm saying, y'all watch out for Max Melton. You know what I'm saying? Or even Mitchell from Toledo. You know, they got the speed to be, you know, that slot corner and also play other places in that secondary.
Right.
But, you know, again, this is purely speculation. These are just names that kind of popped out. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, let us know in the comments what y'all think. And be respectful. Y'all, you know, some of y'all been just being right disrespectful in those comments. And, you know, I got to G-check you. I got to G-check you. We keep it classy over here. So, you know, yeah, we realize it's the off-season and whatnot. But, you know, that's what it is. It's just a conversation.
You're right.
Now that I got up off my soapbox, you know, let us know in the comments what you think. What names stuck out to you from the combine? What are some things you think you're going to see or things that you want to see in this upcoming draft? Let us know in the comments. And thank you guys for tuning in to yet another show. Again, like, share, and subscribe. And let us know, you know, show us that you care. A lot of y'all watching, but y'all ain't subscribing. And we need y'all to get these numbers up.
Right.
We do this for y'all, so help us out. Anything you want to add, bro?
Not at all, brother.
All right, we're going to go and slide on out of here. This has been the Backport Sports Podcast with your man, Fonz.
And Kwan.
And we out.